If you come back, I won't be the same. What you did to me, you can hardly call humane. But I love you, but I still love you. The only woman, woman who was my kind.
Education on the radio. I love that. New equipment is always nice, but there's a learning curve. Playing some rocking stuff there. I'm finishing up with the Yardbirds. As you've heard, Jeff Beck passed away a couple weeks ago. Really shocking. The guy seemed eternally youthful and had just been out touring and playing very well, too. Most amazing guitar player I've ever seen, bar one. So it was a real blow to find out Jeff Beck's gone. I saw him a bunch of times between 68 and 80. Not enough times. I, 43 years I didn't see him. Made it a little sad, but there's plenty of footage and stuff, so I'd always catch up with him. But he's gone, and he was such a big influence when he came out. There were guitar players, but nothing like Jeff Beck, and we got to see him early on TV. If you're a rock kid watching TV, things like Shindig and Hole Blue and such, even the local shows from L.A., you'd see him, and it just so striking to see what he could do. And here, those over and sideways down and all that stuff, just mind-blowing. And his career with the Yardbirds is brief, very brief. I went to go see him in 66, and he didn't show up, which is a major disappointment. But fortunately, the new kid in the band, a guy named Jimmy Page, covered very well. So a couple years later, I finally got to see Jeff Beck, and devastated the audience at the Fillmore. And apparently he did that across the country, Fillmore East and in Detroit and stuff. Just unstoppable. So nobody liked him. And he went from being a notorious, difficult person to becoming one of the funniest and friendliest guys around. The tributes from people like Paul McCartney and Dave Gilmour were really amazing and touching. And in my experience, Jeff Beck could be really funny. Just a hoot. Didn't take himself serious at all. But once he started playing, he was gone. He was just somewhere else. So played a couple of bands influenced by the Yardbirds. Creation did Can I Join Your Band? And Misunderstood, which is a complete Yardbirds influence band. Some Americans from Riverside, California, went to England and did some recording and did it very well. A lot of people said it's as good as anything the Yardbirds did. Unfortunately, they only recorded a couple of singles, but they sure got it. And then the Yardbirds themselves from an album called The Yardbirds, or Over Under Sideways Down, or incorrectly, but as it's known now, Roger the Engineer. And that's the studio album Jeff Beck did with the Yardbirds. He's on a few more tracks, but the American record catalog is so screwy. It was confusing back then. We didn't realize there had been a guy named Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds. And there's an album called For Your Love that shows Jeff Beck on the cover sitting at a piano, which threw people. And about two-thirds of those songs are actually Eric Clapton. And then the Rave Up album, one whole side is live, but that's Eric Clapton, though he's not credited on either one of them. So took a while for that to all get sorted out. And in America, we got more songs than they did in England. So imagine that. Okay. There you go. My past. And a lot of people shared their memories about Jeff Beck. I pulled up. My brother took some fantastic pictures of shows in 68. And I finally found the folder with all the scans. And just reminded of what a stunning guy he was to see. Just like I said, he just lost himself. He was not a poser. It was just where he went when he was playing. And he did crazy things back then. I know you've seen the modern stuff he does with the Wangle bar and picking with his fingers and stuff. But back then, with the Les Paul and Marshall amps, you had to be there. Okay? This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ's Helena, 89.1 FM, with transmitters K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208, BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on web at KGLT.net. This is all made possible by generous donations from businesses in the area, including Montana Ale Works, serving regional microbrews, local source food, natural Montana burgers, and genuine hospitality located downtown on East Main Street and open daily 4 p.m. And the Attic in Livingston, a live concert venue with in-house sound and full bar, also available for weddings, celebrations, and more. Information and events schedule online at atticmontana.com, located at 110 North Main in downtown Livingston. Okay, let's see how we did with this. I'm going to see if this works for me. I'm going to try to buy some time to read the instructions. That's usually a good idea, huh?
Stepped into the Hall of Mirrors, where he discovered a reflection of himself. Even the greatest stars discover themselves in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars discover themselves in the looking glass. And the greatest stars. dislike themselves in the looking glass. He made up the person he wanted to be and changed into a new personality. Even the greatest stars change themselves in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars change themselves in the looking glass. The artist is living in the mirror with the echoes of himself. Even the greatest stars live their lives in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars live their lives in the looking glass. Even the greatest stars live.
Spirit from an album called Time Circle. That's a long version of Ice that was originally on Clear. And lovely. John Locke and Randy really working it out there. What a great band. I got lucky and saw them opening for Jeff Beck, Speaking of the Devil. And they're fantastic. Just really great. Great American band. And actually, in some ways, they're more appreciated in England than America, which is curious. But the way things go. Start off with Kraftwerk from Trans-European Express. Just buying me some time. You heard Hall of Mirrors. Phil Manzanera from his first solo album while he was in Roxy Music. The album was called Diamond Head. You heard the medley of Lagrima and Alma. And I've got a new Manzanera record here with Tim Finn from Crowded House, and I've been trying to get it on, and I haven't quite made it yet. But it's really good. He's done some stuff that I haven't been too terribly wild about, but this new one is good. I'll have to dig it up. So much to play, so little time, and finishing up with Spirit. It's 4:32, halfway through the show, just flying by, and I will get some more music on as soon as I can. But first, I have to tell you, this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten by Matt Brewing Company. The tap room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and a Montana vibe. Brews available on draft and in cans throughout Gallatin Valley, on the web at mapbrewing.com, Instagram, and Facebook. Every great adventure begins with the map. And Studio Coffee Roaster, serving fresh roasted retail beans, handcrafted coffee drinks, at their full-service coffee bar in the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx. Online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And there must be something. Oh, this I wanted to tell you about, because I think I need to get out and see this.
From January 14th to 29th, Random Acts of Silliness brings the Gnome Roam to Story Mill Park in Bozeman. A merry band of gnomes will welcome you to their magic village to discover their cozy way of life and the many jobs they do to keep the park and its wildlife healthy. The Gnome Roam is free, self-guided, and open to all during park hours from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Perhaps you'll even be inspired to become a gnome yourself. Volunteer information and more are online at randomactsofsilliness.com or by phone 406-600-2184.
They've done some really great art installations out there at the park. Always worth going to check out. And it's a nice park. It's great to walk around and have that city urban sort of right on the cusp there, the city wilderness interface. And it's always fun when you see a sign that says, "Beware of bears." That's always makes life fun. I think that's it. I have more music to play. I'm trying to freshen up my playlist for the year, this year, and that's required. I've given myself a routine of putting everything away after a show and starting fresh every week. And I've been looking through my collection and finding nice stuff. And I'm going to do a big reorganization of my singles. So you're going to start hearing some really crazy stuff in the next few weeks. But right now, this is one you should know. And if you don't know, I don't know where you've been.
Mr. Big, you better watch. a great big hole in the ground. Oh. One thing. I don't care who you are, so don't explain. Just get out of here and don't come back again. Nothing to get out of here, man. In the ground.
Oh, some guitar madness there for you. All right, I need to fix that. Finish up with Paddle from their second album. Heard the title track, Hold Your Fire. That's Ollie Hassel on guitar. Fantastic guitar player, manic guitar player, left-hander too, and a great keyboard player as well. Paddle evolved out of a jazzy soul band and became a sort of a weird, twisted, prog, not really blues band, which was the style then. Start off with Free, who were start off as a straight-off blues band and twisted it up. A bunch of young kids, they're all 17 and stuff when they did that. And that's, of course, Paul Rogers, who you know from Bad Company, and drummers in Bad Company, too. Fantastic band with the incredible Paul Kossoff on guitar and Andy Frazier on bass, who is a monster. Played with John Mayall for about a week or two, and there's actually one picture of him that I've seen, and the same thing, he's about 16 or something when he played with John Mayall, but he was a big sensation. Lexus Corner, I think, put Free together. And then now you heard in the middle Sharks, which was Andy Frazier from Free and Chris Bedding on guitar, another massive guitar player. Just fun music I like from a period. Free you might know because they had a big hit All Right Now, but the others, you'd have to be a collector. And I hope you are. Dig in deep, because there's some great music out there. That's the whole purpose of this show, is to try to deliver some of it to you. I got a couple things lined up to play, so I'm just going to tell you this. 4 o'clock hours unwritten apart by Boson Brewing Company, local brewers of Boson Amber, Hapstone IPA, and Galden Pale. Boson's original tasting room is open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. online at bosonbrewing.com. Yes. I went around to the Wax Museum the other day, and Kel said, I got some new singles in, and I snagged a couple four. Here's two of the ones that are right in the top of the stack.
Three-quarter mash.